The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Ask and you will receive. Once a 3-year-old boy went to the grocery store with his mom. He had a special liking for chocolate chip cookies. Before they entered the shop, the mother told the little kid, "Now, remember, you are not going to get any chocolate chip cookies. So don't even ask." She put him in the child's seat, and off they went down the aisles, picking up stuff for their need. He was doing fine until he came to the cookie section. Seeing the chocolate chip cookies, he said, "Mom, can I have some chocolate chip cookies?" The mom was displeased. She said, "I told you not even to ask. You are not going to get any at all." He was silent. They continue down the aisles, but in their search for certain items, she had to backtrack and they ended up in the same section of chocolate chip cookies. And the little boy lost his control and asked again, "Mom, can I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" The mom was a little furious. She said, "I told you that you can't have any. Now sit down and be quiet." The boy was silent. Finally, they arrived at the checkout. The little boy sensed that the end was at sight and he didn't have his cookies. So taking his last chance, he stood up on the seat and putting forward his hands and told his mom, "In the name of Jesus, can I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" Everyone in the checkout had a great laugh and they applauded. And some of them came forward appreciating his daring, and then the boy left the store with 23 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. He was daring to ask. He was persistent, and therefore he got what he wanted. The theme that persistent prayer is always answered runs through the readings of today. The first reading presents Abraham daring to plead with God again and again and bargaining with God on behalf of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he has a positive answer from the Lord. The man in the parable that Jesus spoke begged persistently for his friend to his neighbor and got what he wanted. Teaching his disciples the need to pray persistently, Jesus tells them to believe that God, who is all goodness, will give in abundance to those who ask him in faith. Prayer is indispensable in everyone's life. John the Baptist, a miracle boy filled with the Holy Spirit, the one whom Jesus acknowledged as the greatest born of a woman, a great prophet, a martyr, the precursor of the Messiah, was seen by Jesus' disciples as a man of prayer who taught his disciples to pray. The Gospels reveal Jesus, a man of prayer who prayed every moment he took a decision. He was the perfect Son of God, and he had to depend on prayer. If prayer was vital to John, who had all these advantages, and Jesus, who was the Son of God, then how much more do you and I stand in need of prayer? Isn't it beautiful to see that the disciples did not ask their master to teach them how to preach or to do great miracles and signs, but to teach them to pray? And Jesus teaches them to pray, not just as John taught his disciples, but in a very distinctive way, a prayer that would be the summing up of all prayers. In response to their request, Jesus taught the disciples to pray the beautiful prayer that we pray so often, telling them that everyone who seeks the right thing will find the right door, which will be opened at their knocking, and receive the right thing they are asking. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It is rather laying hold of God's highest willingness. Persistence in prayer is not an attempt to change God's mind, but to present ourselves as someone He can trust with an answer. If it does not have yes always as the answer. The answer can be an immediate yes, as in the case of the leper to whom Jesus said, "Of course I will be clean." Or a definite no, as in the case of Saint Paul, to whom the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Or it can be a patient wait, as in the case of Abraham, for a son. God answers our prayers according to His will in His own time. The power of prayer is not that we succeed in changing God, but that God succeeds in changing us. Prayer is not a magical means by which we get God to do what we want. A mother put her fifth grade son to bed, and then after a few minutes she came around to see if the son was already asleep, and to her great surprise she found her son kneeling beside his bed and praying. Curious, the mother stood at the door and listened to his prayers. And the only prayer that he said was, "Let it be Tokyo." He prayed over and over again, "Let it be Tokyo. Dear Lord, please let it be Tokyo." He went on repeating and then made sign of the cross and said, "Amen." And he found his mother standing beside him. Mother came forward, smiling at him. "Son, what did you pray? What did you mean by praying, 'Let it be Tokyo'?" The little boy looked at the mom embarrassed and then said, "Mom, we had our geography exam today, and I was praying that God would make Tokyo the capital of France." Prayer is not a magical means by which we get God to do what we want. It is an inner openness to God which allows His power to be released in us. Prayer is a constant walk with God with faith and trust. Neil Armstrong once in his speech said, "The walk on the moon lasted 3 days, but the walk with Jesus lasts forever." Few of us will ever walk on the moon, but even the little children here can walk with God. The walk on the moon did not change my life, but the walk with Jesus has changed my life. Prayer is a continuous walk with God which can change our lives. The Lord tells us, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened." It is not a one-time business, but a constant walk with God. In other words, don't come to God only in the midnight emergencies, but keep a constant communication with Him. Therefore, we need to keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Our persistence will always be answered. However, we should not fool ourselves believing that all that we ask will be given by God in the same way that we expect. It all depends on what we ask for. Is what we ask pleasing to God? And why do we ask? Is it for our selfish interests? And how do we ask? Do we ask in all humility and surrender to the will of God? It also depends what we seek and where we seek and which door we knock at. If we seek to glorify God's name and cooperate with Him to establish His kingdom on earth, to let His will be done on earth by submitting ourselves to His will and living a life of love and service to one another, there is no doubt that what we ask will be granted to us. The Lord's words are very clear. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the rest will be given to you.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,